Day 19. Hi. If you want to go somewhere, you must first know your destination, establish your goal, and then keep in mind the advantages of reaching this goal. Only then will you have the necessary motivation to persevere when the going gets tough. In the case of obesity, you must first decide on the weight you wish to attain and then keep thinking of the benefits of reaching your desired weight. At one of Dr. Larocque's seminars, Beth, aged 42, stood up. She was 5'6", 170 centimetres, and weighed 280 pounds, 127 kilos, twice her ideal weight. "I don't see how losing weight would give me any advantage I don't already have," she said. "My obesity doesn't stop me from being happy." Dr. Larocque replied, "Well, if that's the case, why do you want to lose weight?" "My legs hurt, that's all." He explained to her that if the only advantage she saw in losing weight was that it would provide relief for her legs, she would never reach her normal weight because she would stop her diet as soon as her legs felt better. Beth was offended. "I don't understand you, Dr. Larocque," she said in an angry voice. "We pay for your course, we come to see you become motivated, and here you are discouraging us by telling us I'll never reach my ideal weight." "Well, if you don't think you will gain anything by dieting, and you think dieting means you're going to lose something, weight, habits, food, the pain in your legs, then your efforts are pointless. Nobody likes to lose because everybody wants to win. I've been fat since birth, but it's never prevented me from doing anything. Whatever people do, I can do better. I belong to several social clubs, and it takes two thin people to do what I can. I'll never refuse to do what's asked of me. But I can't say as much for others. I go cycling, I enjoy swimming and raising my three kids. I'm a member of the local parents' association, and every weekend I go dancing with my husband." "Well, you're very active, but perhaps if you saw an advantage to losing weight, you could, and if not more, with less fatigue, and even more importantly, you'd be able to do all the things you enjoy for many years to come. You could stay younger longer." "I don't buy that. I believe you're born to be fat or thin, and that weight has nothing to do with illness. Anyway, thin people are always depressed." "Do I look depressed?" "You're different. You're the exception." "I'm going to be honest with you, Beth. I'd like you to make a real effort this week to think of the advantages you would gain by attaining your ideal weight. Write them down on a piece of paper and we'll talk about them later. If you can't come up with one good reason for losing weight, I suggest you drop everything now because you'll just be wasting your time." Beth was seething. She returned home that evening in a rage and told the whole story to her husband, who was slim, incidentally, and he listened to her for a long time without daring to say a word. After about half an hour, he looked her in the eye and said, "Your doctor's right." She ran to the bedroom, slammed the door, and flung herself on the bed. Staring at the ceiling, she debated whether or not to continue with the weight loss program. Over a sleepless night, she decided to stick with the program and think about how it could benefit her. 8 months later, Beth had lost 80 pounds. Her legs no longer hurt, but she was continuing with her diet just the same. Dr. Larocque asked her to find a photo of herself at her largest and to write down on the back all the disadvantages of being so overweight. She returned with the photo and the list of drawbacks. Number 1, fatigue. Number 2, lack of femininity. Relationships with others cold and difficult. Unable to say no. He looked at her and said, "We've come a long way in 8 months, haven't we?" "Yes, but it wasn't easy," she said. "It's tough to accept the fact that you must change yourself completely. It's like moving your old house and putting it somewhere else." People who have already been really overweight can easily lose touch with their bodies. From an early age, they learn to defend themselves by disregarding their bodies. Such individuals can often engage in activities where they know they will do very well or specialize in a field where they can prove they are the best. They concentrate on intellectual pursuits and rarely, if ever, participate in sports or other physical activities.